The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's time to play!
Full-time fantasy.
Play!
Full-time fantasy.
All right, it's Dr. Roto. Get out the insurance cards. Get out the copay. The office is open in 2020. I haven't written it down yet. I don't know if you guys have, but you know how you write it down that first time in January, like it feels weird because you've been writing 19 for the last 365 days, but now it's like 1, 2, 20.
In school.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, just like the wrong year. Yeah.
Exactly. The first week of school, you're like, what am I doing here? And then the other thing is like, how long can you wish people a happy new year for?
Oh, I love this. I love this. I'm going to talk about it today, too. I guess 2 days.
2 days?
2-3 days.
No.
Come on. You can't be like a week later, Happy New Year. Come on.
So let's say I see you next Tuesday on the street. Yes. Can I wish you a Happy New Year?
Because, okay, fine. All right, 10
I'm
days.
I'm asking.
10 days. Fine.
10 days. 10 days. Okay. So by January 10th, that if I don't talk to you by January 10th,
yeah,
there's no Happy New Year
for you. Missed your opportunity. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. My window's closed.
Yeah, exactly. It's done.
Then if I wish you Happy New Year in like at December 30th, do I re-wish you one after that?
No. No. Once is enough. Just one time.
Once
that's
is enough.
All, that's all you get.
Okay. One is good. Happy New Year. Move on. Okay. I like that. January, that 10 days. I give you 10 days because if I don't talk to you in 10 days, I probably don't talk to you.
Well, if you miss someone's birthday, right? 10 days later, and when you see them, do you wish them a happy birthday?
You've missed. It depends how much I like you.
Yeah, I know.
If I liked you, I missed 10 days. I must not like you.
right.
Then I just got kind of.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you know what? With New Year's, I really do. I try to go through I go through my text strings, Sean. And I just look at the people I text regularly and then I just wish them a Happy New Year.
I do that too.
Because I don't want to forget anybody. Which inevitably I do. I probably forget somebody and then I feel
always
badly about
someone.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just as I'm talking to you right now, I forgot two people that I wanted a mission to.
Do you ever get like text messages from people that you haven't spoken to in like 2-3 years and you don't have their number list saved anymore? You know,
well, I just,
on the holidays, that always happens to me. Like, oh, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell is this?
Right. Who is this person? Somebody actually texted me the other day and she's like, is this Mark? And I go, yeah, who is this?
Yeah,
and then I had no idea. She knew who I was, but it was weird. Yeah, I don't get those as much. Usually I save people's name. I've got about, 2,000 contacts because I don't delete people unless I really don't like you. I just figure I'll just hold you forever.
I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, and I'm old, dude. Could you imagine if we had like cell phones when I was a kid? I'd have maybe 10,000 people in my contacts.
Oh, easy.
Right? Everybody you ever met, you'd put in your contacts.
Sure, why not? And you don't delete, so obviously.
Right.
Yeah, you would have quite a bit.
I always thought, like, one weekend, if I had nothing to do, I would just start deleting contacts. I'm like, who is this person? I don't know.
I do that.
But do you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course. It's one of my favorite shows. Yeah.
Okay. He has this great thing that I actually do. So for you, for example, and please don't take this the wrong way, I have you in my phone as Sean Sports Grid.
Fine. Yeah, that's good. I like
right?
that. Yeah.
Because it's like how I know you.
Exactly.
Right? I don't necessarily know people's last names. I just know first names and where I know them.
You're Dr. Roto in my phone.
Right, exactly. So is that necessarily a bad thing if you just say, hey, you know, like you're, you know, Joe Trainer?
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think it's a bad thing. No.
Okay. Like, he's a trainer in my gym. He's Joe. That's how I know him.
Adam co-host. No.
Yeah, Adam co-host. I mean, that's much easier in my brain. Like, that's how I could file people away like
that's
that.
That's how I do. Yeah, right.
Except when I go through my phone, like years later, I'm like, Mike Pizza? Who's that?
Yeah, right.
I mean, is it for some pizzeria? I don't know.
Some more info at that point. Yeah.
Exactly. So then I regret doing that at that point. So it's maybe a New Year is a good time to go through it. So your New Year's resolution, you said, was to be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And I acknowledge
have you
that was
through?
Like really, yes, I've been nice today. And yesterday.
Good for you. Yeah. Today. Was it today?
Well, I mean, yes, I didn't really see many people yesterday, so it doesn't count, right? You know, I was just watching the Rose Bowl and stuff, yeah. Yeah. So be nice. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard for you?
Yeah. How about you?
You got to do better. At least make it a month.
Okay, you got it.
All right, well, you try your best, and then February you can go back to your
old ways. Resort back to my old ways. How about yourself?
Exactly.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, I told you. My job is to try to – I want to get more people involved in the whole, you know,
yes.
donating yeah. organ thing. And that's something that's not an easy sell, dude. That's if I can get like 3 people a year, that's going to be a good year because that's not an easy one.
Right.
That's
right.
Not like saying go to the gym
exactly.
or quit smoking or quit drinking or anything like that. You know, donating an organ is a little bigger than that.
I think it is, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a little bit more major.
A little more meaningful, too.
I'm trying to have, yeah, it is. I'm trying to have lofty aspirations for 2020. So we'll see. But to everybody out there, a happy and a healthy new year. And I hope 2020 brings you everything that you are looking for. All right. You know what I'm looking for this Saturday? I'm looking for some good NFL playoff games. Now, as I'm going through the games, and we'll discuss more of these tomorrow, but as I'm going through the games right now, I kind of have a handle on most of them, but I try to chart out the playoffs as it moves forward. So what do I mean by that is I look at myself in the NFC. I've got the Saints beating the Vikings, which means that the Saints play the Packers. Then I've got the Saints beating the Packers, right? So I'm trying to chart it out, but I'm getting a little stuck. I'm getting stuck in, I think Seattle beats the Eagles, because I don't think the Eagles are that good and they're all hurt. But I don't, and I definitely think the Saints beat Green Bay. But do the Seahawks beat the 49ers? Do the 49ers beat the Seahawks? I don't know. I think if Chris Carson were there, I'd be picking the Seahawks. But I don't want to doubt Marshawn Lynch. And I certainly don't want to doubt Russell Wilson, who's been there before. So could this be a one and done for the 49ers? I don't know. It could be. But then again, could the Eagles beat the Seahawks? I don't see that. So I got to really think about the NFC vision. I definitely see the Saints going, and I see the Saints getting to the final game. But what about the other part? Do the Seahawks beat the 49ers and play the Saints? I'm confused. I'm confounded. I'll have to think more about this. I'll do it over the break, and I'll be back with you right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we're back. Dr. Roto here from Full Time Fantasy. Check me out at fulltimefantasy.com. And been hanging out with the kids, Sean, over break, seeing some movies.
Oh, it was fun. So what movies did you see?
We've seen Star Wars, which I assume you've seen.
No. The first
no?
three, yes.
First three? Where have you been?
No. The prequel, I saw that one too. With Anakin?
Okay. Yeah. So have you? But you haven't seen the last ones?
No. No, there's too many of them.
Last Jedi, Return of Skywalker.
No chance. Nah, I'm not a Star Wars guy. Nah.
All right, saw Star Wars.
Okay.
Saw a movie called Knives Out. Really good.
Knives
Out. So whodunit?
Okay.
Knives Out. K-N-I-V-E-S-O-U-T. Really good. Daniel Craig is in it. Excellent.
James Bond.
And then we saw yesterday Uncut Gems. Let's just say it's not an easy movie to bring your kids to. Because you got to explain all the crazy, the crazy themes after. That was some crazy movie, dude.
I got to see it, man. That's
it was intense. Soon. It was intense. I needed like two Valium after the movie was over, and I didn't have any. On me, so I'm just telling you how it felt.
No,
what's that?
You don't take Valium, do you?
No. But it's like how you feel. No, I'm just joking. No. But it's like how you feel after you see the movie. You know, your heart's racing. You're kind of like,
yeah.
And you need something to like chillax you.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm me down. So check those out. Those were good. All right. So back to football here. I'm telling you, the Saints make it to the NFC Championship game. I'm just not sure if the 49ers are mature enough and ready enough to be there. I think they're capable of enough. I love adding Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuels really stepped up. And they've got the running game. But is Jimmy G ready to be there? They just beat the Seahawks. Can they beat him again? I don't know. I'm not sure. And then I don't think they beat the Saints, to be quite honest with you. I think the Saints win. I think Michael Thomas, best player on the field. But I could see the map. Saints get there, and then I'm confused about San Francisco against Seattle, and the winner of that game obviously plays the Saints and loses. Now, the AFC, a little different. I like the Titans. I like the Titans a lot. I know I'm probably wrong, and I'm being suckered in
like we all were suckered in last year. Remember we were suckered in last year by the Chargers? Oh, yeah, the Chargers. They're going to beat the Patriots. Until they lost by like 40. Remember that? Remember when everybody thought the Chargers were going to be competitive and they weren't? Yeah, I remember. But I just think that the Titans are built to beat the Patriots. Derrick Henry, that's a hard guy to stop. Tannehill, look, if Mariota's playing, Patriots win this game by 20. But with Tannehill, he knows the Patriots a little bit. And the sharps in Vegas are on the Titans. I mean, I'd be betting money line here. I think I would be. So I'm going to go with the Titans in a victory. Texans, Buffalo. So at that point then, the Titans go play the Ravens. No problem, Ravens win that game. No problem, Ravens win that game. Easy peasy. Now, if the Patriots win, I don't see the Patriots going into Kansas City and winning. I just don't see it. Because their offense isn't good enough. Because the Chiefs will score 24 points. No doubt. Chiefs will score 24 on a good Patriots team. If it was a bad Patriots defense, they'd score 34. So then the question is, can the Patriots offense score 25? No, they can't. They can barely score 14. So, Patriots aren't making the Super Bowl this year. That I've got. Texans, Bills, man, I think this game is a Will Fuller game. I told you that. If Will Fuller's out, the Bills may win this one. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's close. I think the Texans win. I think Deshaun Watson's been there before, and Josh Allen hasn't. That's kind of big. I think the Bills are going to be good, but I think this is a Texans year. So assuming the Texans win, if it goes as I think it's going to go, Tennessee goes and plays the Ravens, and the Texans play the Chiefs. Texans will not beat the Chiefs. Not. If it doesn't go the way I think, then the Patriots play the Chiefs. Chiefs win. And then the Texans go play the Ravens, and the Ravens win by 20. So I've got a Ravens-Chiefs AFC championship game any way you slice it. I'll be rooting for Patrick Mahomes, but Lamar is going to win that game. Because I think that the Ravens, once again, are built to win this year. They've got an offense that nobody can prepare for. They've got a running game that's legit. Because Mark Ingram gets hurt, we got Gus Edwards. How many teams can say that? Mark Ingram is a really good player. But if Mark Ingram should go down, you know how most teams be like, ooh, we got Patrick Laird there. Ooh, we got Wayne Gallman. Yeah, we got Ty Johnson. No, this team's got Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, who I like. So they're deep. They also have Mark Andrews, who I like, but if God forbid something happens to Mark Andrews, Hayden Hurst is good. Nick Boyle is good. They don't even throw to their receivers. I mean, they don't even throw to Brown and Snead and Roberts. They don't need to. That's what makes them so different. They're just an edgy, different team. And defensively, they can cover. Well, nobody can cover Tyreek Hill, but they could come close. Nobody can actually cover him. You know that. He's uncoverable. But Sammy Watkins, not very good. I think the Chiefs offer the most because they would have Damian Williams and Tyreek and Mecole Hardman, by the way, who needs to step up because that guy's a game changer. See, I really believe that Watkins is not the second best receiver on that team. It needs to be Hardman. If they had Hardman and Hill, uncoverable. That's a game changer. That's the next generation of the Chiefs offense. The next generation of the Chiefs offense, in my opinion, of course, I'm the only one on the show, is Hardman, Hill, Darwin Thompson. That's speed. Trust me when I tell you, that's uncoverable. Sammy Watkins, he's fine as a third receiver, but I don't think you need him when you have Hardman. Hardman's special. Hardman's got gears. He's got gears like Tyreek Hill has gears. Then you got Kelsey. Get a little Darwin Thompson in there. I think you got something special going on. They might be a year off on that offense because that's where they need to be. Because I don't think they could beat Baltimore this year. But as you're doing your fantasy drafts, right, as you're doing your playoff drafts, the Ravens and Chiefs and Saints are the teams to draft because those are the three most predictable teams. And the Saints, by the way, might be the best draft because they could go get four games. They could get four games. Three, it's possible. You know, you're hoping to get three. You'll settle for two. You lose with one. You need to have teams that play three games, and ideally four. So the fourth game is the Saints. Problem is, everybody, the Saints don't have a lot of players that you want. They've got Michael Thomas. They've got Alvin Kamara. I guess they have Drew Brees, and then they got nobody else you want. You want Will Lutz? You want the Saints defense? And you're not probably winning any playoff fantasy drafts for that. You're not. All right, we're going to take a little time out. When we come back, I'm going to go through some news and notes, and I'm going to ask a very important question. And the question is, why hasn't Jason Garrett been fired yet? And does that mean he'll still be around? And other things that can make you nauseous. We'll be back right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh.
All
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. And so here's how it works. You create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. We make a deposit. You place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. So this offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. If you do have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Please see the website for details. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter, by the way, before I get to Jason Garrett and Urban Meyer. They're doing NBA All-Star voting. In the Eastern Conference, Giannis has 1 million votes. Then Embiid at 606,000. Pascal Siakam with 544. Jimmy Butler with 431. Jason Tatum with 364. And Taco Fall has 110. He's ahead of Sabonis and Drummond. We want Taco. That's a great name. Taco Fall has got to be one of the great names of all time. All right. So let's talk about two things, two coaching situations. Firstly, the Dallas Cowboys. Can somebody, anybody, please, I beg you, call up, discuss it with me. I don't understand it. I'm trying to. Why have the Dallas Cowboys not fired Jason Garrett yet? Why wasn't that the first thing they did Monday morning? Why not? Doesn't it feel that the longer they haven't fired him, the more of a chance he returns? And if you're a Cowboy fan, why are you not like freaking out? Why is every Cowboy fan, and I'm not even joking when I'm saying this, every season ticket holder should call up and say, listen, if Jason Garrett is not fired, refund my money. I'm out. We have strength in numbers, people. Why isn't people doing that? I don't know why they don't do that. Because you want to see Jason Garrett again? What is there to talk about? What is there to discuss? What a good job he's doing? Seriously. What is there to talk about? It makes no sense. I don't get it. Should have been fired already. Everybody else has moved on. Everybody else is making the coaching appointments. Everybody else is setting them up. Josh McDaniels, come on down. Eric Bieniemy, come on down. Greg Roman, come on down. Not the Cowboys. Does Jerry just want to coach him himself? And please, 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 please. I don't see how Urban Meyer goes to the Cowboys. Urban is a total control freak. He needs it all. Needs it all. Now, unless Jerry says, Urban, I'll give it to you. Now, Jerry's capable of that. Jerry is capable of that. He's given it to Jimmy Johnson. He's given it to Parcells. He's capable of that. But he doesn't like it. He likes to be involved. And look, I think I'd be involved too. I'm being honest. Maybe that's because I know a lot about sports, but I think if I were an owner, I would be somewhat involved. Maybe not with who's my kick returner, but if my general manager wanted to make a trade, I'd want to hear about it. And if it was going to cost me money, I'd want to hear about it. Right? If I said, look, here's $180 million, and he says, well, hey, Dr. Roto, it's going to be $194, I'm going to be like, all right, tell me why this guy's worth $14 million. Tell me how this makes us better. I would want to do that for sure. And I'd want to have weekly meetings with my general manager to know what's going on. I would. I'd want to be down on the field. I'd want to talk to the players. You know, I'd be visible.
I'd want a medal, but I'd probably know that I can't, and that's I wouldn't be happy with that. But I'd have to find a general manager that was receptive to my phone calls. Because let me tell you something, if he wasn't, he's not going to be my general manager much longer. You got to pick up the phone when I call. Just telling you that right now. Pick up the phone when I call. Is Urban Meyer going to want to be receptive to Jerry Jones? I don't know. But I know the Dallas Cowboys need to do better than Jason Garrett. Now, I think Urban Meyer to the Browns makes so much sense. But there's a report that Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, says, right now we're just focusing on people with NFL coaching experience. Well, this is why your team sucks. Because you should be focusing on Urban Meyer, who is a Mount Rushmore coach. He is. Mount Rushmore of coaches. Superstar. He's a superstar. You can't get him. He's so good, you can't get him. That's how good he is. You hope to get him, but you don't. You pray to get him. Because he changes your culture. Because that guy is a winning machine. You want Greg Roman or you want Urban Meyer? You want Brian Daboll or you want Urban Meyer? You want Eric Bieniemy or you want Urban Meyer? You want Urban Meyer. And when Urban Meyer has a itch to coach again, you let him scratch it. You do. He's too talented not to. But that guy could pick whatever job he wants. Much like Bruce Arians, by the way. Bruce Arians could pick whatever job he wanted. He specifically wanted the Tampa Bay job, and he got it. Because he wanted to work with a good offense. He knew what he was getting into. See, I think the Dallas job is not a bad job. Dak can work with Dak. Zeke, you can work with Zeke. Cooper, Gallup. Defense, just can't work with Jerry. Same thing with the problem is with Cleveland is Jimmy Haslam may be his own worst enemy. If I'm Urban Meyer, I don't go to a place where I could end up on the street in 2 years because I can't tarnish the legend of Urban Meyer. I need a place where I can go, have full control, be there for the next 5 to 7 years, and just win. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. All right. Some more news and notes. And this is comes from the Colts here. Firstly, the Colts are expected to move on from Eric Ebron. And that makes sense. You got Jackie Doyle. You got Mo Alie-Cox. Eric Ebron was not a big part of that offense. He was good a year ago. He wasn't this year. He was one of the more overrated players this year. And I think the really good fantasy owners did not draft him. Really didn't. Okay? I really feel like not a great player. Good player, not great. Probably get some money from some team who needs a tight end. But he's not a star. He's not as good as he thinks he is. And then Chris Ballard said something very interesting. The jury is still out on Jacoby Brissett. I think that here is the opinion on Jacoby Brissett. When I look at a player's trajectory, okay, I want it to go from down to up. I want that arrow to point up. Say what you will about Mitch Trubisky, who is awful. He did get better as the season went on. He regressed at the end, but he did get better later. Jacoby Brissett got worse, much worse. like really bad worse. Now, I know they gave him a 2-year contract at the beginning of this year, which was the smart thing to do because they had to have him in place when they had no Andrew Luck. But let me tell you this right now. Do not be shocked to see the Colts pick up a quarterback in this year's draft. It's not going to be Justin Ebert, Herbert. It's not going to be Tua. But they'll get somebody maybe around 3 or 4 that they can build with. If not, for next year for sure. I think you give Brissett one more chance because you didn't have T.Y. Hilton. You didn't have Funchess. You didn't have Paris Campbell. You didn't have a lot of guys. You need to see what he looks like with a full accompaniment of talent. And that's why you probably draft a guy, right, who can do it for you. Let me see. Who's there? One moment, please. Is that Brian Hoyer? Yeah. I mean, Brian Hoyer is a journeyman. Chad Kelly's interesting, but the guy can't stay out of jail. He's a good player at Ole Miss. It's not Jim Kelly. That was a player. But that's my guess is they get rid of Hoyer and they get a guy in there. Or they get rid of Chad Kelly and they get a third guy in there. You know, who will be that player? But that's what the Colts need to do. Desperately. All right, we come back. Playoff fantasy football. How to play, what to play, and where to play right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we're back. Interesting article here. I'm going to be reading it about the Jets. And the inside Bill Belichick's resignation as the Jets coach 20 years ago. Changed franchise. Belichick is a Jets coach. Maybe the Jets are Super Bowl champions. Maybe. I would think maybe yes. I mean, if he had the foresight to do what he did in New England. But you never know that, right? I guess that's wishful thinking by Jet fans. Would they have drafted Tom Brady? Would they have drafted Gronkowski? Would they have done everything the same way? You never know. But it'd be interesting. Let's just say this. The Jets would be a whole lot better off than they have been in the last 20 years. That's fact. Very, very hard to be a Jet fan. And if you are, I give you a lot of credit. You have stronger fortitude than I do. Because that's just the intestinal fortitude there. It makes you nauseous. All right. Fantasy football action over the next couple of weeks. What do you do? How do you play? How do you continue? Okay. Playoff fantasy football. I'm going to talk about this today and tomorrow. I don't want you guys to feel like you can't play anymore. There's three contests. Firstly, the Beat Dr. Roto Playoff Challenge. It's an easy one. It's free. Doesn't cost you not a dollar. Nothing. Right? You enter this contest, and you can do it at playffwc.com, okay? If your score beats my score, you win. Simple as that. Your score beats my score, you win. Maybe if I don't put a lineup in, everybody wins. How about that? Shh. Don't tell my bosses. Shh. All right. We pick a fantasy team, one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a tight end, two flexes, a kicker, and a defense. Your team doesn't change. There's no salary cap. But the one rule is one player per team. There's 11 spots, 12 teams. One team will not be on your list. Make sure you pick the right one. I would highly recommend playing a Raven. I'll be honest with you. I'll be playing a Raven. I don't want to let up too much, but there you go. Okay? One entry per person. You win. You get an online championship entry, which is valued at $300. Not bad. And then if you win after that, you get a subscription to Full-Time Fantasy. Right? Some people get annual subscriptions. Some people get 6 months, 3 months. You can be part of what we're doing at Full-Time Fantasy. Costs you nothing. Next. Maui Madness. I really like this game because I could really use a trip to Maui. All right. So for just $25, you can win a trip for four to Hawaii. A week-long trip to a five-star resort. Okay? 6 nights in Maui plus airfare. Great deal. And if you buy five teams, you get a discount. Five teams for $100. Now, here's what we do. Eight-man lineup. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, two flex, kicker, defense. But you can't have more than three guys on the same team. So, Breeze, Kamara, Jared Cook, that's fine. Breeze, Thomas, Kamara, that's fine. But can't have more, okay? Now, the key is this. Your team stays the same for the entire playoffs. There's no waivers, no roster moves. And they take your two best scoring weeks are combined. So if you put up 150 in week one and 150 in week two, you've got 300. So there's 4 weeks of action. We just take your two best weeks. So like I said, what I would do is buy my five teams, spend the $100, buy my five teams, and I would do a couple early, a couple late. I mix them around, trying to gain the advantage. Right? Maybe I would, I'm trying to think, who's got the biggest... I know I'd want to get, not New England, Tennessee, not for sure, not Texans, Bills. I don't think week one has high totals. Let me see. One moment, please. Please hold. Please continue to hold. Thank you for holding. Let's see, the Bills, Texans, 44. Texans, Titans, Patriots, 44. Vikings, Saints, 49.5. Seahawks, Eagles. So I for sure would have, if I was doing a roster, I'm going to have Breeze, Thomas, Kamara. Well, yeah, Kamara. Or Breeze, Thomas, Cook. And then I would throw in some Vikings, probably a Dalvin Cook, right? I have eight guys, right? I've got a Dalvin Cook in there, and I'm maybe throwing a Patriots defense. I think I can make it work this week. But I don't think I'd have too much. I think I'd have one, maybe two. Seattle, by the way, Seattle filled up 45 and a half. I think I would just use one this week. Then I'd use one or two next week. Because I don't think these are going to be high-scoring games. So remember, it's just your two best scoring weeks. Just two. So if we don't like it this week, I plug one team, and then I would do more after. All right, last one. Full-time fantasies, playoff draft, world championship. All right? Six teams. One of six gets $500. So $199 to enter. One team out of six gets $500. More than doubles your money. Okay? Draft takes about a half hour. You're going to be one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a tight end, two flexes, a kicker, and a defense. And then basically, this is treated in the same serpentine, one through six, six through one, with, right? The same thing, right? And that's how we draft. So here, if you have, now I've gone through this before, but I'll go through it again in case you missed it. I think you win by loading up. So a friend of mine has pick one in a draft, and he wants to take Michael Thomas, which I get it. I totally get it. Totally get it. But will he be able to get Kamara? No, I don't think so. Kamara's not there. Could he get Breeze? Maybe. If I knew for sure I could get Breeze in pick 8 and 9, I'd take Thomas. But I don't know if I can. But if I thought I could, I would. Let me see. I'm looking at a team here. Maybe this team went Thomas. I'm looking to draft Thomas, Kamara, Jackson, Mahomes, Ingram, Kittle, and Breeze was there. So this team went Thomas, Breeze, Cook. Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Here's another draft. Thomas, Breeze, Andrews. Right? So it looks like Breeze is going there. If I could get Breeze, I'm okay. I am. I'm okay. But I want to have the quarterback and another player on the same team. I want to be Thomas Breeze, Lamar Ingram, Mahomes Kelsey, Aaron Jones, Rodgers, Devontae Adams. You got to do it that way. You got to go all in. And once you go all in, you hope that the team that you drafted the most of makes the Super Bowl. If that happens, there's a really good chance that you win. Right? There's a really good chance that you win if you do that. But it's not easy. I'm not going to lie. It's not an easy game. But here's the one good news. I think we have about 600 teams in it. And the winner, the overall winner, gets $200,000. Sorry, easy. $20,000. Dr. Roto, are you insane? It's $20,000. 20,600 people, one out of 600 is going to get 20K. That's not bad odds. That's not bad odds at all. So take a look. Playoff fantasy football is a blast. I highly recommend it. It keeps the games totally interesting. And you want to watch them. Even if you're like, you know, the Texans, Bills, you're like, but you have a couple players in there. Oh, it's the most interesting game ever. That's the beauty of fantasy. It really is. It's the beauty of fantasy. You play something, you know, teams that you never cared about, you started to care about because you have players there. And I think that is a game changer. I really do. I think it's a game changer for, and that's why I think players need to appreciate fantasy owners even more than they do. You know, if I have a Milwaukee Brewer, I live in Florida. What do I care about Milwaukee for? I'm not drinking Milwaukee's best or anything like that. What do I care about it for? But if I had a Brewer, I'm interested. I might watch the Brewer game. Right? Oh, Josh Hader. Oh, yeah, he's closing. Oh, there you go. So I'm interested. Go Brewers. Right? I think that's special. I think that's what makes fantasy the game that it is. It brings us closer to our players, and we have a vested interest in the outcome of games that we never cared about before. Same thing with prop betting. You think I care if CJ McCollum had 22.5 points before Tuesday night? No, but on Tuesday night, I sure did. I care. CJ McCollum, my favorite player. See? It's all about us. It's vested interest. If we care, then we pay more attention. And maybe we buy shirts. And maybe we buy, you know, other things. Right? And that's how we roll. Right? We become more interested consumers because we're winning money and we're happy. And we watch games, we buy DirecTV, and we buy packages because we want to watch it, because we care. Otherwise, in the old days, you just watched, you know, WPIX and watched the Yankees, or WOR and watched the Mets. And that was before Sports Channel, by the way. And yes, that's when I was a kid. Right? I mean, so nobody really cared because you only watched your only team. You watched your home team. You didn't know what was going on around you. You didn't know what was happening. I mean, fantasy was one of the greatest things because you're like, you rooted for players on other teams. Whoever thought about that concept before? And even today, some people don't even deal with that well. They hate drafting guys on teams they don't like. You're a Giant fan. Do you want Carson Wentz as your quarterback? You're a Giant fan. You want Zeke as your running back? No. You're a Redskin fan. You want Amari Cooper as your receiver? No. You hate that. You do. You hate that. So, I think that's playoff fantasy football keeps us entertained and excited and tuning in to games that you might not care about. I know we all care, but you care even more when you're playing. All right, other things I care about. Julian Edelman feels better than he has in the last few weeks. That's big. I care about whether or not Will Fuller is going to play this week. A lot. I care about whether Miles Sanders can play this week. If he can't, Eagles are in big trouble. Is Zach Ertz going to be able to get out there? I would care about that a lot if I was an Eagle fan. Right? What about Jadeveon Clowney? Is he going to be out there? So these are things. There's a lot in flux. Now, here's one bit of good news, though. One bit of good news is Adoree Jackson says he's ready to play against the Patriots. That's big. That's big for that Titans secondary. They're going to have to figure out how to cover Edelman. You got to stop Julian Edelman if you want any chance of beating the Patriots. I think the Titans do it. And I think Derrick Henry runs for 100 yards. And I'm very interested. Be back right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we're back. By the way, Wager Talk coming up here at 3 p.m. Little Major League Baseball news. Major League Baseball has suspended Domingo Germán for 81 games. It's retroactive to his placement on administrative leave, but he still will have to sit out the first 63 games of 2020. He slapped his girlfriend after an argument. And that's a no-no. No criminal charges were filed. See, this is interesting. No criminal charges were filed, but baseball didn't care. Don't do it. No domestic violence, no abuse. Don't be slapping your girlfriend. And I don't have to like the guy, but I do like him as a pitcher. And I think he can help the Yankees big time in the second half. I think they're going to need him. Now, my guess is you probably put him right in the bullpen. And he could be that long guy for you. Cole, Paxton, Severino, Tanaka, you know, maybe Jay Happ. You'll see. Hopefully you don't need Germán at that point. But Germán can come in and get you three innings twice a week. That would be good. Yankees, he will make an impact at some point. He's a good pitcher. He's a real good pitcher. You don't have to like him, but he's a good pitcher. You like him, Sean?
Sure, why not? Good fourth or fifth starter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, he's a really good fourth. That guy carried me a long way in my fantasy league last year.
Yeah, he had a great year, yeah. 19-8.
Yeah, great year. Yeah, I mean, can't ask for better than that. So it's pretty studly numbers, but you got to do the right thing. You got to mature, and you got to do the right thing by your spouses and your partners and stuff like that, all right? Let's be smart. 81 games, a long time. And the next guy, and you know what? Sets a precedent. The next guy is going to be careful, as well he should be. Okay? But right now it's time to put away the insurance cards, put away the copay. The office is closed, my friends. Remember, check out playffwc.com. Sign up now for whether it's Maui Madness, the Beat Dr. Roto contest, or the Playoff Draft World Championship. Okay? Back with you tomorrow, analyzing the games, breaking it down. All right, Sean, appreciate you. See you tomorrow. This is Dr. Roto saying be well, take care.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.